She's got to start it off, and I know this, before the night's over, we're going to have a little pepperoni palooza before I get out of here.
And the Boz.
Those are my two favorites.
Boz is pretty good pizza, too.
Yep.
So, Coach, let's get right into it here this evening. The Rams coming off another big victory on the road again. You've had two road games. Last week, traveled to Bartlesville to face the Bruins, come out with a 56-14 victory, and really maybe a little bit of concern going in, but you took that away very early, very quickly in that first quarter.
Yeah, you know, I was very, very pleased with our guys' business-like approach to the game. I was just personally worried after coming off the big win at Jinx. You know, could we handle the success? Could we go into what you and I talked last week about was potentially a trap situation going up to Bartlesville, not a highly ranked team? Would we get serious enough to get after them? And boy, did our guys come off the bus and play well.
And it just looked like the team was very focused.
Yeah.
And you really, I keep going back, you started that back in the spring, changing the mentality. And coming off a big game against Jinx, having a lot of confidence going into this one. But I always say I would hate to know that my job was dictated by 16 and 17 years. Because you don't know what you're going to get, but a fantastic job of preparation, not only by you, but your assistant coaching staff as well.
We have a great staff, and people will get tired of me saying that, but I just can't say it enough. Our coaches do a fabulous job of helping to prepare the guys, and you need that individual touch. One of the great, and I see him standing over here, but Bobby Klink, our defense coordinator, he was fired up in warm-ups, and that energy is contagious. And I love the fact that he understood our team well enough to know that, you know, let's get that energy going when we're warming up. And then it carried over right to opening kickoff, and then, you know, we got the ball, and we're able to score quickly.
And you come out in that first quarter, you get great field position. I think there was one snap in the first quarter that was in Ram territory. So the Bruins come out. They have a problem on the opening kickoff.
Yep.
It doesn't go 10 yards. And the Rams essentially played with a short field, not only on that first possession, but the entire first quarter.
We weren't surprised. I was really glad. Our guys handled it really well. They kind of botched the onside kick, but we were prepared for the onside kick. Our guys knew that. We expected it. But they were smart enough not to mess with the ball that didn't quite go 10 yards. And so we get the ball in great field position, other side of the 50, like you said. And, man, bang, 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 we're in the end zone.
And I think, if my stats were right, in the first eight plays, you scored three touchdowns in the ball game. Will Keeney, on what was a design screen pass, ends up scrambling 29 yards for the opening touchdown.
So it just gives us another little wrinkle that you hope you have on offense as a mobile quarterback, a guy that can turn bad plays into good plays. We're going to talk to Bryce later, but we get great running attack. Bryce Cabrera over 100 yards. Then we spread the ball around to several receivers, and then Will's able to also add to it some running game. Man, all of a sudden we start getting a lot of pieces that I get to play with in that thing called offense.
Well, and you talk about in your coaches' meeting with the community at Trails Inn Barbecue, 7 o'clock on Wednesday mornings, about the fact of when you bring number three in, people have to know where he is. But I think this is a very underrated overall receiving core that you have. And if they want to take away Josh Proctor, you don't have just one or two options. You've got like four others that people need to know where they are as well. Case in point, Tyree Sisson the previous week. Fantastic. Dylan Chin, he still looks for people to just run over.
Right. And that's what we're excited about. And I think the more I've tried to express this, and Coach Simmons, our receiver coach, does, you know, the best thing our receivers can do is be thankful for Josh, because what Josh is going to do is to ensure some of them get single covered. And so then they began to operate, they began to make plays, and now what does the defense do? Who do they try to take away? So to double up some of that, then it opens up the running game. You want to take away the running game, now you're giving us opportunity again with our receivers to go one-on-one.
And all of that really brings me back around to what is a key point in this first quarter, in this first half. The offensive line, to me, that may have been the biggest question mark coming into this season. They were challenged last week at Jinx, did a fantastic job there, and seemed to improve this week. I know Bartlesville was overmatched, but your offensive line, not only good in the rushing game, but also in pass protection.
The one thing Bartlesville does, though, is they give you several looks. They're going to move their people around. They're going to bring a lot of stunts and blitz. And our guys did a really admirable job of picking those things up, staying on the blocks, and allowing our guys to either throw the ball or run the ball. I've been really pleased, Steve, in the first two games with the development of that offensive line. We've got those bookend tackles that have some experience. The other guys inside are fairly new. And so to use them and to get, you know, Max had a really good second game at center. AJ at right guard, who's new to us, now he played some at Lawton, is really solidified there. Gomez and those tackles, everybody's starting to play together with more synchrony, and that's all you need on offense is when those guys play well together, then as a unit, you're going to do all right.
Well, we talked about the Will Keeney score, but we have our guest here tonight. We'll bring up here in just a moment, but Bryce Cabrera has a 34-yard touchdown rush on the next possession, and then the Rams were able to drive down on the following possession in three plays and score again. It was a 49-yard drive, and Bryce Cabrera again with another touchdown. He finishes with three on the night, and Coach, just from a fan perspective, I can see Bryce running with more authority this year than last year because when he makes that initial contact, somebody's going to pay the price.
Absolutely. You're seeing a benefit of a young man that's now a senior that has developed himself in the weight room. He's developed himself training-wise. He's in condition. And those things are beginning to pay off for him. I love the fact that in the JV game, we saw about five more running backs that we have in the stable. And so, Bryce is going to continue to develop, and maybe we've got some other guys behind him that are going to keep pushing him. So that's a great thing for us.
You continue this momentum in through the second quarter. You had an interception, which was the first of Will Keeney's season. And, I think that may be a good thing for him in a strange way to get that out of the way in a 28-0 lead. And then the Rams come back with a 64-yard Josh Proctor interception return for a touchdown. 2 weeks in a row,
he's had a
long return for TD.
The defense getting scores. In those offensive drives you mentioned, there were a lot of three and outs and a lot of really good play by our defense of really giving us good field position. But when you have opportunities to get turnovers, and that's what we've done twice in a row for Josh to turn them into touchdowns. Now those are like 14-point swings. So it's not just trading one for one. You get turnover and 7 points out of the deal. It's a backbreaker for the opposing team.
Yeah, and even though you already had the big lead, you could really tell the momentum, the air went out of the balloon.
Absolutely.
At that point, and there was just really no return. And closing it out in the corner, we mentioned Bryce with three touchdowns, has his third touchdown there in that first half alone. So very excited about things that are going on in the running game.
Absolutely.
The other thing is, and I like to hear you talk about this, and I'm learning from you on those watching films, we see all the pretty things, but you always bring out the dirty stuff that takes place. A couple of the things that I've noticed is with Travis Dunn doing the radio is the number of white shirts in pursuit, the number of Rams that are in on tackles, but also not very many missed tackles.
Right.
When they make that initial contact, their hands just seem to hang on and bring them down. So critical to keep other ball clubs from getting yards after run, yards after catch, but it's the little things that make the big things big. And you like to talk about wide receivers blocking downfield. Talk a little bit about
the physicality that we're developing as really an identity. And I think these guys have had that in them, but we're really trying to accentuate it. And so as we find guys that are really playing with a physical edge, we try to brag on that and try to promote that. And so you're seeing us block harder, block more physical out on the perimeter. You're seeing defenders come up and really smack guys when they're tackling them. It's not just a grab and roll them around. We're really trying to play physical football. And I believe that that's the way that you develop a great defense. And I love the fact that our defensive coaches have emphasized that. We chase the ball. We run the ball. And they point out all these little things. Hilton Mosby playing in the defensive line, there'll be lots of times he doesn't make a play, but he has two guys blocking him. Well, that frees up Keelan Jones to go in the backfield and make the play, or Carson Kropp. And so that's what we look for, is look at the guys that are making what we call team plays. Maybe they're not getting the stats, but they are doing the dirty work you talk about to maybe make it easy for somebody else to get a little notoriety.
And how exciting is that on the sideline with that energy? I wish we could get Coach Klink to, you know, come out of his shell.
I think we've got to work on that. We'll get Dr. Phil in here to try to wean him a little bit.
So wrapped up. But, yeah. And the other thing, too, is somebody mentioned this morning about it being a road game, and they said, Coach, I'm not sure it was a road game. What a crowd on the road to Jinx last week, Wellsville this week, the band going crazy. Yeah. I'm telling you, I know you're new here, but it's a new feeling for us as well to see all that. How important is that with your ball club?
Well, I just knew that it was a great atmosphere. It didn't, you know, I didn't know what to compare it to. But the first thing that my wife says, Fred, Angie says to me after the game is, what a great crowd we had. And so to have that group that followed us to Bartlesville, that is tremendous. And we're going to have an opportunity to play it on this week. I can't wait for this environment.
That ought to be a lot of fun. We're going to take our first two-minute timeout when we come back. We'll have a couple of special guests with us here to talk to. You're listening to the Owosso Rams Coaches Show with Bill Blankenship right here on KYFM.
If you've missed consumer calls, catch the archive week of shows at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Just click on the demand button, then click on the consumer calls link, and then click on the day you want to hear. That's consumer calls at your beck and call. Sponsored by Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center and Sitel. Consumer calls is on sister station KWON AM 1400, live each weekday from 9:10 till 9:30, and Saturday 9:10 till noon. But if you can't tune in live, then head to the web at BartlesvilleRadio.com and listen to the archive shows.
KYFM loves birthdays. Each morning we announce all area birthdays, and one name is chosen to receive a certificate for a birthday meal from Dink's Real Pit Barbecue, Sterling's Grill, or Freddy's Steak Burgers and Frozen Custard. If you or someone you know has an upcoming birthday, call us at 918-336-1001 and give us the details. We'll announce their name and maybe choose them as our daily winner in our KYFM Birthday Club.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Alyssa Janae posted, hashtag garlic knots, hashtag sandwich, hashtag I'm a fatty, hashtag extra gym time tomorrow. Hideaway Pizza, hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
Hideaway Pizza in Owosso. I'm joined with a couple of special guests here in our coaches show. Bryce Cabrera, the Rams senior running back, and then also Dalian Poole, the senior linebacker for the Rams. And Bryce, I'll start with you first. What an exciting game for you. I can't remember. Have you had three touchdowns in one game in your high school career?
No, sir.
So that was your first time.
Yes.
How exciting, how much fun are you having, and how exciting is it to be 2-0 and to be in the position you're in right now?
I mean, it always feels good to win. I mean, it just feels great.
And, you know, Coach Blankenship and I are talking about how good of play the offensive line is given to you. We talk about the things. How different is it, say, from last year to this year coming in, running behind this big offensive line and the success that they're having up front?
I mean, the schemes are different, but, I mean, I feel like this year we're getting a lot better push off the line. And I'm seeing the holes, and they're opening up, and not only on the O-line, but on the edge. Our receivers are doing a great job blocking on the edge. I'm seeing it.
And we talk about the little things also, not just your running ability. You seem to like hitting people. When you get into the linebackers and into the secondary, it's almost like you just accept the challenge. I mean, that's the way it looks from the booth. But how much fun is that right now with where we are?
I love getting downhill. That's what Coach teaches me, and I like it. So...
And Dalian Poole, you were just hot last week. I know you had tackle for loss. You had the big interception. Maybe one of your finest games defensively you've had as well. How much fun is it to play on this defensive side with the athletes you have around you and the freedom that gives you?
It's really fun. You know, like, I'm a big defense person, so I like hitting. And then, I couldn't get most of the tackles for us for a D-line because, like, they forced the running back to have to bounce it outside because they're, like cramped the middle for the running back to, like, force outside. So now I just did my job.
So tell me about the interception. Just, you know, to a guy sitting in the stands, what is it you see and then you react? And then what are you thinking when you catch that ball?
Well, originally it was a blitz that was supposed to go on the outside, and they didn't snap it, so I had to look back at Coach Klink to get, like, see if there's another call, and he switched it to a coverage. And then I was looking back at the two receiver, and I didn't realize the ball was coming to me until, like, Cortrey tipped it, and I saw the ball coming, and, like, I had to, like, plant my foot and, like, run and dive for the ball. Cause, like, originally I thought I was going to, like, get a pick six, but right. I lost my feet and rolled on it and came out with it.
Well, and tell me this. You guys just seem like a family. Mm-hmm. On defense. You seem like it on offense, too. There's just this camaraderie going on. Is that true? Is that what's really going on? Is it true in the locker room? Or tell me about your team perspective with teammates.
Like, we came together over the summer because, like, I feel like during the summer we separated into groups that had different leaders, and we went against each other to, like, feel like toughen each other up and, like, get to know each other more. And then when it came to season time, we all just came as one unit. It's like during practice, for instance, like one-on-ones, it's like receivers against the defense, and we're not like friends during then.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
After when we get off the field and, like, get in the locker room, it's like we're all just one big family.
It's like you want to beat your brother, mm-hmm. right? And that type of deal. So it's like family, but you still want to win. That's how you do that. Okay, so my final question, Dalion, I'll start with you. People out there are questioning, are the Rams this good? Jinx maybe down a little bit. Bartlesville outmatched. What's your mentality as you get ready to host Broken Arrow this week? Because this will be a telltale week. So what's it like talking around the locker room and getting ready for this game?
Usually we talk about, like, Coach B, we talk about how we can't let one game get to us, how we just got to keep on fighting. And, like, that game, we have that 24 hours to, like, get the celebration in, and what we have to do then is just on to the next game. So we can't, like, let it get to our heads. We still got to keep working hard.
And Bryce, tell us what it's going to be like for you when the Broken Arrow Tigers pull those buses into town here to challenge us Friday night.
They got a rude awakening.
We work harder than them. No bulletin board material.
We worked harder than them, and we're more conditioned than them, and I think we got this.
All right, guys, very proud of you. Great games last week. I had one more question for you. There's something that the defensive player of the week gets. Tell us a little bit about, what is it?
It's like a championship belt.
A championship belt, okay.
And, like, it's for whoever has the most points, like, combined from doing their assignment uh-huh. or when it comes to tackles or just statistics-wise. And, like, whoever has the most points gets the belt for the week. So,
do you wear that around school?
No, I don't yet.
You don't yet? Okay. All right. If you need me to hold that for you, you let me know. Okay.
Yes,
Dalion Poole, Bryce Cabrera, thanks for joining us here.
Thank you.
And talking to us. Good luck Friday night against those Broken Arrow Tigers. Okay.
Good job, guys.
All right, guys. Thank you. We'll take our final 2-minute timeout, come back, and look at the Broken Arrow Tigers coming up next week. You're listening to Ram Coaches Show right here on Bright Star 100.1 KYFL.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
El Gran Megatron posted, about to kill it. Hashtag, it's about to go down. Hashtag, party like it's my birthday. Hashtag, lunchtime. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag, seriously, great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, and of course the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Back to the Owosso Rams Coaches Show. Bill Blankenship here by my side. I'm Steve Mowry. We're here at Hideaway Pizza. The crowd's still trickling in and great food on hand. You still got time to come down. Coach, a great interview there with Dalion Poole and Bryce Cabrera, two of your senior players, and seem very excited. Let's talk about The game coming up Friday night, the number 3 Broken Arrow Tigers. They're 0-2, ranked number 3. Well, there's a reason. They've played good competition, but they face the number 2 Owosso Rams in what has been referred to as the Crosstown Showdown. That'll be 7:30 here Friday night. BA has won 10 of the last 11. They won last year 14-10. I believe the Rams won last in 2014, 14-7. But this isn't those Rams or those Tigers. You got a different mindset coming to Friday night.
I would like to think so. I think the statistics were against us going into the first week over at Jinx. And so what we try to tell our guys is there's nothing that happened in week one or week two that's going to help us win this game. By the same token, if all you want to look at is a record, then you're going to be really misled about the Broken Arrow Tigers. They're an outstanding 0-2 team. Don't think about that. Really look at your opponent. I think there's a real chance this will be the best team we've played all season so far. I think they're very balanced. I think they're well coached. And I think they have a lot of confidence when they come to our stadium. So we're going to have to defend well. And I can't wait for the atmosphere that we're going to see, because I think our guys will play well as well as also.
Should be a great challenge. Broken Arrow, as you mentioned, did lose to Union in that first ESPN game, and then last week lost to Southlake Carroll. BA actually led at, they were tied at halftime 7-7, but they led for a while. That on an interception by Marcuselli, an 85-yard return. They've struggled a little bit on offense, putting points on the board. I think they'll hang their hat on the defense, where they're pretty strong. But talk to us about your matchups and what you, at least in film, watching film, expect to face.
Well, when we've looked at their defense, you're looking at some anchor spots. Shaw on the defensive line, I think, is exceptional. He's going to play that defensive tackle spot. They move him around, and he is a guy that can create issues for you in the defensive line. Very strong, very powerful. You move to the linebacker core. And how did you say his name? I just got him 24. Marcuselli is an outstanding player. Probably, in my opinion, their best defender all the way around. He's certainly the leading tackler, big play guy. And he plays at that second level. And they're pretty creative with moving him inside and outside as a linebacker. Then you get to the secondary, and you've got a couple of safeties that are really good. And so I think the matchups are going to be really interesting for us. Offensively, if you really look at what Broken Arrow's done, they're very creative in how they attack. They're schematically very good. They've just been a hair away from being able to hit the big plays. And so they've not generated a lot of points, have not generated a lot of yardage, but if you watch film and don't just look at statistics, you're going to see that this is a team that's really pretty close to being able to break out. We just don't want them to break out in week three.
And usually when we face a Broken Arrow team, you can typically expect a smash-mouth football game. They like to come at you. They like to be very physical. Hopefully not the case, but there seems to be a lot of injury timeouts in games like this. In fact, it was last year, the second game, where Josh Proctor had to come in and was the quarterback and went on just an absolutely electrifying run, then got hurt, and that really changed the perspective of the game. Obviously, staying healthy is a big part of the game Friday night as well.
I think the Tigers have a personality that certainly comes from their coach. I mean, David Alexander was one of the greats that played in the NFL. He was an offensive lineman that, was not ever the biggest and the strongest. He was just really good, and he was tough and physical and just knew how to do all the little things that made it work. And so I think you just see an offensive and a defensive group that mimics that mentality. I mean, they want to play physical and tough, and so won't surprise me at all, if they come in and really want to run the off-tackle power play, because that's their signature play.
Should be a fun time at Owosso, but it'll be your first opportunity to come in and see the home crowd of Owosso.
I kind of wish I was not so busy and I could probably enjoy it a little more, but I can't wait for the environment that I keep hearing about. I know people are excited, and that stadium's going to be packed to the max, and all the people, what so many don't understand is how many hundreds of students will be involved in that event on Friday night. Football players, we got 120 or so, but there'll be 400 or 500 band members, there'll be the spirit groups all over everywhere, and we have maybe as wild and enthusiastic student body group as I've seen anywhere. It's awesome.
Should be a fun time.
Yep.
Coach, thank you for your time here
awesome,
on the
sir.
Owasso Rams Coaches Show. The Owasso Rams will be hosting the Broken Arrow Tigers 7:30 this Friday night here at home. You can also catch replays of this broadcast on owassorams.tv. For Coach Blankenship, I'm Steve Mowry. You've been listening to the Owasso Rams Coaches Show right here on Bright Star 100.1 KYFM.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. Locally owned and operated, this is KYFM Bartlesville.